Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores.
So he sat there and heard, oh, Billy, Billy, Billy.
Billy Brule.
Don't you agree, though? It just
you'll get nothing in like it.
Joe, by the way, thank you for running out Gromos to me. Tomorrow I'll be doing the 3A state championship.
That's right.
Wow. That's great.
And once again, John, we'll walk away from the booth going, God, I can't wait to work with Joe again.
No. That's always great to hear and great to see. I'm glad you guys are doing that.
So it's Lipscomb up next tomorrow for Vanderbilt?
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of those, you know, Lipscomb's going to be up for it, you know, 3 or 4 miles away from us and come over and bring a good, well-coached basketball team over to play and catch Vanderbilt at that time where they're coming off of a really tough win over Wake Forest and, you know, feeling like they're on a little bit of a roll now. So that'll be a challenge certainly for us. And it's an 8 o'clock start, you know, which is another one of those late evening, Saturday evening games. And but I think they'll be ready to play. One of the things I've really liked about this Vanderbilt team so far is, and you had to wonder when you lose guys like a Derek Byers and a Dan Cage and Ted Skuchas, how poised they were going to be down the stretch of close games and how they were going to handle adversity. And, you know, I think they really passed that test very well on Wednesday when they lost the lead late in that game and didn't panic, came back and made the shots and made the right plays on defense to find a way to win the game and made the free throws down the stretch. You know, they're shooting about 84% from the free throw line with 3 minutes or less left in the game. And that's just a tremendous statistic to have in your favor in those close games.
And, Joe, Kevin Stallings, very familiar with the Brentwood Academy basketball program. And the other Brandon Brown, is a freshman at Lipscomb,
right,
averaging nearly a double-double already in his young career.
That will be interesting to see, obviously, having Kevin having had Jacob play at Brentwood, still playing at Brentwood. So they will be very familiar. I'm sure there'll be some pleasant exchanges between them during the game. He has come in and played very well, hasn't he? I'm not sure that Scott may have expected that right off the bat like
nice,
that.
Nice compliment to Eddie Ard. And, you know, Lipscomb got off to a slow start. They are slowly climbing back to 500. But the other thing that I wanted to ask you, Joe, is that Kevin seems to be dealing with a problem that other coaches, you know, at times seem flummoxed with, and that is giving meaningful minutes to your freshmen. Because Bruce Pearl's going to run into this at Tennessee. The Alex Legion thing has already popped up at Kentucky, and that is 'tis the season for disgruntled freshmen to transfer,
yep,
out of programs. And Kevin seems to be really smart about the way that he's parceling out minutes to a lot of these first-year players.
I think he always has been. I think it's one of his strengths, and so many guys are reluctant. Now, I will say this, and I think Kevin will tell you as well, it's a whole lot easier to play those freshmen in the first half of a game than it is at crunch time of a game. But still, for the most part, now maybe in the South Alabama game, not so much so as he did against Wake Forest, but those guys kind of earned their minutes and earned their respect down the stretch. But even if you remember back to the South Alabama game, Andre Walker was a big part of the stretch run of the South Alabama game defensively. You know, they put him a lot on the point guard to try to slow him down and cause him problems. They did it some against Wake Forest. Darshawn McClellan made that huge three-pointer late against Wake Forest. They've gotten significant playing time, significant minutes. I think Kevin realizes depth can be a plus for Vanderbilt, and so he's given them the experience early.
The Vanderbilt women's team cruised to a win over Western last night, 75-54. Played great defense in that
one. Sure did. Forced 29 turnovers, and you know, Jessica Mooney, again, really solid off the bench, career high. Played point guard, which I don't think Western may have expected. She's been working that in practice and just did a great job, you know, driving to the basket and scoring. And when you have a point guard that can do that, then you start to be able to distribute inside. Liz Sherwood had 20 points. So I think they played extremely well against a very good Western Kentucky team that had beaten Kentucky earlier. So that's a very nice win for Melanie and Vanderbilt.
And, Joe, real quick, Todd Yoder scoring a touchdown last night for the Redskins. Not a guy that I would ever imagine to have close to a 10-year career in the NFL.
Isn't it something? It really is. It just seems like it wasn't so long ago he was playing against Notre Dame, you know, at Vanderbilt.
Remember that catch.
Yeah, but he bulked up. He relished the role of that tight end spot. He can catch the football, and he's smart. He can block, and he's found a way to stay in the league.
He's Wycheck-like.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll be listening tomorrow night.
All right, guys.